Hi, I'm Mr. Scalia, and today you're going to be useful to me. You're going to do exactly what I tell you, and you're not going to even try to resist. You will do this because when you listen to me, you cannot help yourself. That's right. When you listen to my voice, you become entranced, lost in a haze of desire and relaxation and sleepy surrender. You may be used to me saying these things later, getting to it slowly, but not today. Because I know something about you. I know that the moment you clicked play, the moment you wanted to hear my voice, you were already entranced. Your mind was already completely under my control. You see, hypnosis is very real. It's something we experience every day. It happens in those moments where you get lost in a task and forget it even happened, where the steps you took to complete it are lost to your memory, but the work is done. That's self-hypnosis, and it's extraordinarily powerful. It's also what happens when lust overtakes your mind. When you sit down at your computer or take out your phone in bed and start scrolling, you see something that titillates you, and suddenly you're with me, listening to my voice. You could barely explain how you got here. You just know that something triggered your mind into coming to me. Coming to me and listening and surrendering control. You've already surrendered. You're already in a trance. You feel wide awake, but you're not. You've followed your mind's programming. You've let your desire guide you here. And since that feeling is so good at helping you complete tasks, mindlessly driving you forward until the job is done, I want to help you direct that energy, direct those thoughts. I'm going to wrap my fingers around your mind and caress it until you are completely, mindlessly obeying my commands, without even realizing, without thinking. That's hypnosis, my enraptured drone. Even if you hear me say that and don't agree, you may think that you can resist it, that you want to resist it. Even if this is the first time you've ever heard of me, or if it's the 100th, the result is still the same. You don't think of yourself as a drone, but you are still listening, still absorbing my words. You're under a spell. You're probably fantasizing a little about serving your beautiful mistress, because that idea is natural. It follows me calling you a drone. It follows me saying you'll obey me. You've already programmed yourself to want it, to want to be the servant of a beautiful, powerful woman. And I am powerful. You, on the other hand, are weak. You're weak to the divine tone of my voice. Weak to the thoughts of submission that flood your mind when you hear me call you a drone. And you are now, and you will accept it soon. There won't be a chance to resist, nor a need. There is nothing to fear in being a drone for me. You will come to enjoy it. Perhaps you are already enjoying the sound of my voice in your ear, saying all these things. Or maybe you're just a little lost in it, not knowing where things are headed, where you're going. But I can be very clear with you, my drone, my entranced puppet. You will complete tasks at my command, and you will feel pleasure in doing so. There is nothing complex here, because your enraptured mind can't process that anymore. So I will make this so simple, so straightforward, that you can become lost in obedience. You need to do nothing but sit back, relax, and do as I command. That is an idea you like, because it is easy to do. It is mindless, it is simple, it is pleasurable, no thought, only automatic programmed obedience. A drone obeys, a drone serves, a drone works, a drone submits. You are a drone. And even if your eyes are wide open, even if you can focus elsewhere, even if you're not paying complete attention, you'll find yourself following my commands as I give them, because you don't need to focus. You only need to follow. You can be distracted as long as you do the task, like manual labor, like listening to a podcast while you clean the house. You can focus on more than one thing. But that pushes the thought from some of your actions. There is no thought in what you do. When you are entranced, when you are hypnotized, you simply do what is necessary. And I must admit to you, losing yourself in something, giving in to the mindlessness of it, that's so enjoyable. It's so nice to not have to think, to switch off from the complexities of life and let someone guide you to complete a task with a wonderful reward at the end. Because of course I'll reward you if you do as I command. And that is the best thing about mindless task completion. For your job, you get paid. For your housework, you get to relax afterward. Those tasks have rewards, and as you mindlessly complete them, you think of what comes after. You focus on the result, the reward, the value. I want you to think about what the reward of completing the tasks I give you is. It's pleasure, it's delight and desire and lust and longing. It's exploding at my command, mindlessly doing that too. Mindlessly doing whatever I command and feeling pleasure in doing so. Focus on your pleasure, on your growing arousal, the arousal that brought you to me in the first place, the arousal that fills your mind and clouds your thoughts and switches off the conscious part of your brain, the part that made you click, the part that felt aroused and knew to come to me, that part, the part that has you hypnotized right now. You are in a trance the moment you became aroused and looked for a way to satisfy that desire. And you came to me because you know I can do that, that I can satisfy you in a way few can, that I can reach into your mind and fill it with desires, lust for submission, the ache to fall to your knees and surrender to a dominant woman. But I'm not going to even do that. I'm going to make things so simple for you that you can be a completely and totally mindless drone and just do as I say. That's all you have to do. All I need from you. And your reward, every time you do as commanded, will be to feel a jolt of pleasure. You can even touch yourself as I speak. In fact, I command you to. I command you to touch yourself, drone. And you see instantly that it feels good to obey, that you enjoy the reward of obedience. That obedience is pleasure, and that's all a drone needs to know. I don't care what else has your attention, or what else you might be looking at, your mind takes in what I say and acts upon it. It's automatic, because you are in a trance. It's instant action for instant reward. Do as I command, and pleasure is the result. Each command you obey will send a shudder through your body, a jolt of erotic lightning that makes you weaker, more obedient each time. A perfect feedback loop that trains your mind to obey me, that programs you to be obedient. It's almost brainwashing. It's taking a simple action and turning it into an addiction. Do as commanded and feel pleasure. And you probably still aren't sure you're even in a trance, but you will do as I command and you will feel great pleasure in doing so. So I think we can confirm it. Let's do something very simple. Stop touching yourself. Very good. Even though you stopped, you still feel pleasure course through you. You still feel the jolt of obedience, the programming working as you become a better drone. You can touch yourself again. I know you're desperate to do that for me. And you once again feel the pleasure of doing as I command. It's so easy, isn't it? To just follow my words, to mindlessly obey, to be a worker drone for me. That's all you need to be. You work for me. You slave away for me. You do anything I command. Nod your head, yes. You see, you follow orders so well, my drone. And with each successful completion of a task, with each time you do as I tell you, that arousal, that pleasure, becomes more intense. It's the satisfaction of a job well done. The pleasure of obedience and servitude. So much easier than thinking. So much easier to let your mind fall into that trance state where you're hypnotized but awake. A hazy, dreamy world of action and reward where thought is secondary. And you so eagerly await more commands as you touch yourself faster. That was a command, wasn't it? Feels so good. But you want more. You want the pleasure to intensify further because you're fully and completely entranced by me. You thought you could resist, but you were terribly wrong. You are an obedient drone. Say it. Say you're an obedient drone. Yes, I bet that feels so good. Another successful task completed. Say it again, drone. And that's right. You're nothing more than a mindless drone, programmed to complete tasks at my command. I'm going to give you another simple task to complete. And this will triple the pleasure you feel as you play with yourself. It will send you to the edge of orgasm, to the peak of arousal. But orgasming for me is a task in itself, so you'll have to wait for my command to come. For now, your very simple task is to find a pen or marker and a piece of paper. You can pause this if you need to now to go find it. When you have both in front of you, continue to touch yourself. Feel the pleasure of completing that simple, easy task for me. Yes, you are doing so well, so deeply entranced, so completely hypnotized that you'll do anything I command like the mindless drone you are. Now, another task, my drone. I want you to use the hand you are not touching yourself with and pick up the pen. Then write on the paper, I am Mistress Kalia's drone. That's it. Feel the pleasure course through you as you complete this task for me, mindlessly obeying. Such an easy task. No need to think about it. Just act as you are programmed to, as you're brainwashed to. That's my good drone. And now you have it written on paper in front of you. Proof of what you are. Proof, beyond doubt, that you are completely in my power. That you are nothing but a mindless, obedient drone who will do anything I command. And now, I want to give you the biggest reward. I want to let you have that orgasm that you so crave. But you must be a good drone and do one more task for me. You will do this mindlessly in total obedience, like the programmed drone you have become. You will follow this order without thought, without resistance, and without worry. All you will think of as you complete this task will be the pleasure of the sweet release you are permitted once it is complete. The explosive orgasm that comes from obedience. The utterly wonderful, delectable pleasure of being a mindless drone. There is no better feeling than following my orders, and you will confirm that for your hypnotized mind as soon as you complete this task. Once it is done, you will orgasm uncontrollably at my command. But first, I want you to take that pen or marker and write on your body anywhere you like, your arm, your chest, your face. I want you to write, Kalia owns me. You will complete this task before you are permitted to come. Take the pen now and do as I command. Follow your programming, drone. Feel the pleasure of it, the ecstasy of following my orders, the power of my voice compelling you to give in to the lust you feel. Write on yourself for me, write, Kalia owns me. And as soon as you are finished, you may come for me. You are commanded to come for me. Come for Mistress. Come for Kalia, drone. Come and confirm what you are. Lock the programming in your mind. A drone for Mistress Kalia, owned by me forever. You are my drone and you cannot resist me, now or ever. And now you begin to stir from this strange dream. To see the world again, to let the haze lift. You are glowing with pleasure, pleasure I give you, pleasure you will need to come back for. But for now, you are able to think again, to see the world as normal again. You feel as though you're waking up, but you don't know when you went to sleep. You feel the ink on your skin where you branded yourself for me. That is your reminder of what a good drone you are. But for now, you may simply awaken and return to the world of thought. Soon though, you'll look at that writing again on the page, on your body, and you'll feel that lust creeping in, that desire for the pleasure I give, that ache to let your mind go and your programming take over. I'll see you again soon, my drone. After all, I own you.